Hey, we are here on a Tuesday, November 2nd. Scorpio season.
Scorpio
is
season.
Here.
That's your time, yo.
You know it. My birthday's in 2 days, November 4th.
I love it. I love it. I love Scorpios.
Love to all the Scorpios. Thank you, Shawnee. We're very loyal and we love hard. You know what I mean?
That's a fact.
Just don't cross us.
I was raised by a Scorpio, so I know.
Oh, mama's a Scorpio?
Yeah. She's the 13th.
Okay.
So, yeah, she's strict, but love you hard. Don't cross them. Super sensitive. Crazy dreams.
But loves you hard.
Loves hard. Loves hard, yo.
All right. Let me see. Where are these ne'er-do-wells? At the Ebro and Rosemary? I don't know where they're at, guys, honestly. They're probably still snoozing. One's, you know, I don't know. But I do know is that we have tickets to see Mary J. Blige at Barclays Center on November 18th.
Y'all not even ready.
Oh, my God. There you are.
I've been here.
I didn't even see you.
I've been here. You was talking about Ebro Rosenberg. I don't even know where they been, where they at. I'm like, I'm right here.
I turned around like, wait, there you are.
Right.
Anyway, I'm telling everyone, Ebro, about this amazing MJB experience, okay? Not only do they win tickets to the show, but they qualify for that grand prize, which is a dinner for two, ground transportation to the show, upgraded suite seats, and access to the premiere of PowerBook 2 Ghost. So tickets on sale now at SeatGeek.com, but we got you.
All right.
We are here.
We got Alicia and Johnny.
Johnny and Alicia.
Is it Alicia?
Alicia.
Yes, Alicia, Johnny, what up, John?
Good morning. What's going on? Good morning.
We're cooling. Alicia, where you headed right now to get your money?
I actually am doing DoorDash right now.
There you go. Yo, shout to y'all,
nice.
Man.
Love
Yo,
you
shout
guys.
To all the food delivery folks, man. Y'all be on point for me, man. Appreciate y'all.
Thank you.
Yeah, man. I be tipping y'all crazy, too.
I feel like,
you know, when you got to pick up food, get back in the car, then drive somewhere, then bring it up there and make sure it's still warm. I feel like that's a, you need a little extra tip on that.
In a timely fashion.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Especially if it's on point.
Yeah, show some appreciation.
You know what I mean? Appreciate y'all. Johnny, where you headed to get money?
Yeah, post office.
Shout to y'all, too.
Thank you.
Yo, they hiring over there, I heard, right?
Yes, sir.
Yo, and how's it going? How the applicants going? Do you guys get that info? Because, you know, they try to make us believe it's slowing down and things ain't going right and
is it?
Blah, blah, blah. What's the truth?
We definitely need the help.
Okay. So y'all going to be slow this holiday or what, man?
I hope not. I hope I can use the hours.
All right.
All right, here we go. Alicia, who you want to represent you, me or Laura Styles?
Of course I'm going with Laura.
I mean, why you got to say it like that, though?
Alicia, I'm going to try my best.
I got to stick with my ladies.
No, you right.
I'm going to try my best, Alicia, to get you these tickets.
Shani got the question. 6 seconds on the clock. Sure. Let's play. Laura, never lose it.
Yeah.
All right. Who did Jeezy say had Ebro. His Ebro?
Three. Jenny Mai, his wife.
Incorrect.
Oh.
Who did Jeezy say had his back in a fight and in Las Vegas?
Oh, I read this. Jay-Z.
Jay-Z is correct. Ooh. He was like, yo, I got you, son. In which country can you find Copacabana
Ebro.
Beach?
Laura.
Ebro.
Copacabana. Is that Brazil?
Brazil is correct.
Oh, yeah.
Which rapper is directing a documentary?
Ebro.
Oh.
Rapper directing documentary. Let's go with...
3, 2, 1. That's right.
Yes.
Video
yeah.
Music box. Which Greek goddess?
Ebro.
Oh, my gosh.
Athena. Wow. Smoke that
yo.
One.
How'd you know that?
That's I don't
crazy.
Know.
Joe Exotic is asking...
Ebro.
Laura.
Ebro.
Joe Exotic is asking Trump to help him get out of jail.
Incorrect.
I know this one.
Joe Exotic is asking which rapper to help him get out of
rapper.
Jail.
Oh, rapper.
Yeah, he was asking Cardi B for help.
Cardi B
I didn't
is
even know
correct.
That.
Ebro wins.
Oh!
And that shot from downtown.
Yo, I threw it. That was Hail Mary.
What? And it went in. Which Greek goddess whose Greek name, who Greek named their capital city after, was born fully formed
from
Zeus?
Yo, listen, that whole question, like, the way it's written, crazy.
I'm
so nuts.
Confused.
I'm glad I cut it off early, because, Shawna, you sound crazy right there.
Facts.
Yo, John John, we did it, baby. Sorry, you taking the lady to Mary J. Blige, my guy. Yo, that's the ill. That's the ill holiday gift right there. If you didn't have a gift plan, psh, Mary J. Blige?
Perfect.
Yo, fam, we did it, son. Yo, Johnny, we
Thank
did
you, bro.
It.
Alicia, sorry, mama, sending you love.
Thank you.
Yo, Alicia, you still fly, though. The DoorDash thing, you deserve big tips. You'll be all right, man. Big tips.
Thank you.
You know what I mean? Do your thing out here. Johnny, you at that Mary J. Blige. And you're into winning a whole transportation to the concert, being up in a suite and all that. You might be the one, fam.
Fire.
Thanks. Appreciate you.
Nah, good morning to you. Wayne. Stay safe out there. Shout out to all the postal workers. Yo, we're going to be talking about the NYPD, FDNY today. I thought y'all was holding the line. What happened?
Oh, they holding.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And the airlines, too.
Honey, you see the numbers? We'll talk about it later.
Yo, coming up, flashing lights. What you got?
Coming up in the flashing lights report, I'll give you new details on the anticipated season of Atlanta that we've all been waiting for. Coming
Ooh,
up next.
Ooh, I'm excited. Let's go. Yo, that is Radio, Jay-Z, and Beyonce at its finest.
I mean,
it's a great tune, but that's just. The only time I want to hear that song is on the radio. Like, when it plays on the radio, I'm like, oh. When it plays in my regular life, I'm like, I heard this on the radio.
I mean, where would it ever play? Like, in a gym or something?
Or, like, you know, sometimes I have, like, maybe I have an album on random or some, like, Hove Essentials or something in Apple Music. You know what I'm saying? Something like that.
Right.
It comes on. I'm like, yeah, I don't need that.
No, I'm good.
No, I'm good. And it's good, though. It's not bad.
Right, it's classic.
It's not that it's bad. Whack at all.
No, it's not
maybe
whack.
Maybe it's just played out. Maybe that's what it is.
Right.
But it also interpolates so many songs. Tupac, Prince. They put it all in there. Me and my girlfriend, that's Prince. Mm-hmm. And then If I Was Your Girl, that's Prince. Mm-hmm. It was a good time. Hey, let's go. Flashing lights. Laura Stiles.
Laura Stiles got the 411 on the flash lights.
I know you're ready for the flashing lights. And Laura Stiles gonna put us on.
Donald Glover, aka Childish Gambino, has given fans a first glimpse of the anticipated third season of Atlanta. This is exciting. We were just talking about this. Like, we can't wait till it comes back. So he tweeted a link to a website called, I think it's Gilga.com, G-I-L-G-A.com.
Oh.
And the mysterious website, it contained like the teaser trailer. So
what is this about again?
It's Atlanta, the show.
Oh.
Yeah, no, that was my sound that I made. I love Donald more than life.
Did you check it out?
Sometimes it's exhausting, man. Just throw up the trailer.
Just be honest, Rosenberg. As you get older, the complicated, you know, expecting me to do the whole, you know, treasure hunt clues to find content, it's not for you.
It's not. And I you know, I think with Donald, it's probably loaded personally because I used to know him well, and he's gone into, like,
not talking to you,
yeah, but in an odd way. Not even just like we grew apart; like he disappeared from planet Earth. And sometimes I'm like, can't you just let a thing go? Remember when he did the album?
Wait, what's the thing to let go?
Yeah, like did you piss him off?
No. Let a thing go. I mean, like let a trailer go.
Oh, right.
No,
can't you just drop it, let it be, and just let it live? Why has it got to be? You know.
Remember the album?
You a had super to listen, sleuth.
You had to listen to the album in full. It was the only way to listen.
No. I didn't participate.
No.
I remember that. Neither did I.
I think it was his last album.
Oh.
You could only go onto a website and listen to the whole thing.
Oh.
So I'm like, man, just.
Well, he's an artiste. I respect it. I just don't participate. I don't get mad when it happens when artists do that, right?
You're just.
I'm not going to participate, but I'm happy that they care enough about their art and that they have a fan base passionate enough to play along. Like, I love that. I don't know if I have time to do it. That's all.
Yeah. Well, the 60-second clip was just like It was as a scene of Paperboy looking mad, uncomfortable, and scared. And it was just like, it was eerie and weird. I mean, you know, I'm excited.
Well, the thing I love about it, where Atlanta is right now, and I'm really excited, is about where all the actors are in their careers.
Right?
Because they've all blown up and done a lot of work since, you know, Atlanta began. And I think that's friggin' dope.
Yeah.
So I mean, now, say again.
I said, I mean, and let's start here. The show's the best. I mean,
it's phenomenal.
It operates on a different plane than most things on TV, period. It's that good.
That's right.
At your flashing light report, the time is 7:01. Today is a high of 53 degrees. Alternate side parking rules are suspended for election day.
Get out there and vote, y'all. Yo, I know we haven't made all the progress that we want to make in New York City or wherever you're voting at. If you're voting in Jersey, what other places have an election? But anyway, if you have an election. And but there have been some small steps that could be rolled back, like legalization of marijuana and how smooth that's been. Like, imagine if you got an elected official that ain't on the page of expunging records and getting people out of jail and, you know, all of these things that we've been doing. If you got somebody that's not on the page, that's getting rolled back. Or in New York City, you know, Statute 50A, where we have more transparency on misconduct from police, and we can go on to the website and see who's getting what and what's really happening. That could get rolled back. All this stuff, it's not permanent. And even though it's not perfect either, remember, the little steps we've made are not permanent. So get out there and vote today. Facto.
WQHDFM HD1 New York, 97 minutes commercial free.
Yeah.
Commercial free coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Hot 97.
Yo, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, after all the shenanigans and back and forth, thousands of police officers. Thousands. We're going to go on unpaid leave. It all factored in yesterday that only 9 police officers, or excuse me, the actual number was 34 police officers went on unpaid leave yesterday.
34?
It was supposed to be thousands. The whole city was going to shut down. They was going to hold the line. And then instead of holding the line, they held the line?
I don't understand that part.
I don't understand. It was like a question. It wasn't really a statement. It was like, hold the line?
Is that really the numbers? That's crazy.
Yes, that's the
breaking news.
Breaking news.
Y'all get...
Congratulations, you played yourself.
That's so sad.
Hold the line?
But one, I don't like the Jamaican a mockery of hold the line. But
hold the line?
9? I haven't seen these numbers.
No, it's 34. Now, there are thousands of people who filed for an exemption.
And a lot of police officers are retired.
So we won't know if they're, quote unquote, holding the line until we find out if they get their exemption.
But it's the religious exemption.
It's the religious exemption that they've never used before, so all of a sudden they're going to try to use it. Yo, the teachers got denied. It's getting denied.
Teachers and then fighting.
They fight.
Yo, stop, man. Stop. Stop. Why do you keep doing
it? We don't believe you. You need more people. Facts.
That's a new drop? But that's horrible. That's horrible. And yeah, they do need more people that, you know, don't want to get forced in trying to keep their choice. But, you know.
Hey, but listen, they made a choice, though. I mean,
yeah.
They made a choice.
They did. They fought. And by the way, they fought for it. They just weren't successful. You know what I'm saying? It happens all the time.
The other stat that's being reported, guys, is that 9,000 NYC employees went on unpaid leave. But that's out of 330,000.
So that's like not even 3%.
Right.
It's 9,000.
We don't believe you. You need more people.
Cast One is loving this drop.
That drop is perfect.
He's really loving this drop.
Yo, it's perfect. And it also, the reason I salute Cast One for having a drop is because he's tired of talking. So just hit a drop.
I'm sick of it.
Well, the thing is, it's hard because
I'm with you, Cass.
It keeps on being the news. It keeps on being the news. And yo, people still, you know, they still fight. 9,000 is not a little. If you want to compare it, you know, it is.
No, I mean, relative to 330,000.
Right, but it's still not a little. Well, I mean,
it's not a little.
We'll see. I'm tired of talking about it too. But I'm glad to have a conversation for the people who are still in the fight.
And listen, if you out there and you were one of those people who wanted to get one of these great city jobs, they may be coming available. You know what I'm saying? You see me? In other news, Alpo was shot in Harlem the other day. We spoke about this yesterday. Alpo was back on the streets, hanging out like it was all good. And he was shot and killed.
I don't know if regular listeners, everyday people know who that is, Ebro.
They've heard this story. I'm assuming, okay, so there was these famous drug dealers in Harlem. One was named Rich Porter and his partner was Alpo. And Alpo was just a wild a-hole animal. And anyway, he ended up killing a lot of people and going to jail and ratting on top of that. And anyway, served time, federal time, and then came back. And he actually had a name change. Forget his new name. Abraham something was his new name. He had a new ID and everything. But he was moving around Harlem. People were seeing him. Right? At any rate, it's come out now. Not only was, like, first of all, congratulations, you played yourself that you're just going to show up in Harlem and antagonize people whose family were killed by you and think it was all good. But second of all, reports are coming out now that he was back selling heroin.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And threw heroin out the car before he was shot.
Wow.
Yo, my man. Hit the button, son.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
He just wanted to die. That's the only, when something like that happens, somebody just wanted to die. That's all they want. Now, there's no other way for me to rationalize it. Like, why are you back outside? Either you want to die or you want to be in jail. That is your destiny. That's what you want. Why are you back outside moving around like that?
What good happens after 3 a.m. in these streets? Just lamping at 3:30 outside?
On 147 and Adam Clayton Powell. Sitting in your truck. Just hanging out in Harlem like it's all good. Laura, what's on your list?
Well, I have two things. Well, first of all, I'm just reading on TMZ. You know that big announcement that Mark Zuckerberg made that Facebook was going to change its company name to
Metaverse.
Wow. So I don't understand, because it looks like it's not going to be smooth sailing for him. Because now, according to reports, TMZ is saying that somebody already is ahead of him and trying to grab that trademark. So the paperwork for Meta trademark has already been filed. Two dudes by the name of Zach Shutt and Joe Darger had already filed trademark for a company called Meta PC, which is, you know, for computers, laptops, tablets, software. That's up Facebook's alley. So nobody checked to see if this was available before you made the huge announcement?
Mm.
The guys are like, you could have the name for 20 mil.
Congratulations.
I mean, congratulations. You played yourself.
Well, but also congratulations to whoever grabbed the name super quick. Because 20 mil for Facebook and Zuckerberg and them is, you know, that's pennies.
I mean,
and these guys, if they got word quick and they moved on it quick and got it, that's a come up. If this really plays out that way, that's a come up. Rosenberg, what's on your list, fam, bam?
That, by the way, that's sort of a similar story I saw last week to, you know, the Cleveland Indians changed their name to the Cleveland Guardians. And they announced it and did this whole thing around it. And then there's like a, I don't know what the hell team it was again, like lacrosse team or something in Cleveland. That was like, wait, this is our team. We're a fully operational team with the IP, social media accounts, everything. Y'all didn't do the research? It's crazy these things happen to me.
Well, what's even crazier is that a lacrosse team that they thinks they're going to have some a battle against a Major League Baseball team. Good luck.
Well,
with
I don't
that,
know though, but if you have the IP, you can at least make them pay.
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, like, same thing with the Facebook.
You don't have to win to win.
Yeah, same thing with the Facebook thing. It's like, yo, y'all get a bag.
Yeah, they're gonna pay. It's not like they can't afford it. Now, yesterday we talked about the Kim Kardashian, Pete Davidson hand holding fiasco at the amusement park.
Rosenberg's favorite story right now: the Pete Davidson schwinging.
This headline's the congrats to me. This is from the New York Post. Kim Kardashian arrives in Pete Davidson's native NYC after holding hands.
So wait, she just flew to New York?
Yes, exactly. So wait, now Kim Kardashian coming to New York, you're referring to New York City as Pete Davidson's native New York City? What the butt? Okay, what a stretch.
So all that big Willie, yo, playing yourself, yo. That's good time. That's good time.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Yo, the Knicks lost finally, man. I'm not happy about that, man. For the Knicks fans, man.
It fell apart in the third quarter last night.
Yeah, man. It's good though. It was, y'all was due. It happens.
Has to happen.
It has to happen. That's how you learn out here. Bing bong. It'll get back. You get back.
They'll get an opportunity to get back on Wednesday. They're at the Pacers on Wednesday night.
Knicks
Pacers
for life.
Are not great. That's right, Sean.
The Pacers are terrible. Terrible. And just one more, you know, one more congratulations, you played yourself. Just one more. Hit it one more time for me. Just one more.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
If you was out at them protests telling and supporting police officers, telling them to hold the line, and then they just didn't hold the line.
Hold the line.
FDNY, y'all was outside, man. Y'all was really gunning for it. Well, I hate when that happens, man. I hate when you outside, you're like, yo, we doing it, we doing it. And then it's like, y'all didn't do it though. Why'd y'all? Understand?
I mean, look, we don't like the police, so it's hard for me not to support you on this. But you know what I'm saying? You got me in the crosshairs.
We do like the police. I mean, don't say we don't like all police. There's some police we like. Don't say that.
True, of course. Collectively, you know, they don't really do it right all the time. But not everybody can sacrifice their paycheck. So I feel sad for the people like them who wanted to hold the line.
Was good learning.
Because of the circumstance. But anybody who's still holding the line, don't be discouraged. Follow your spirit.
It's good learning. When you work for someone else, you might be asked to do things that you don't want to do.
That's a fact. And a lot
that's
of
the end of the thought.
That's the end of
it. Full stop. You work for someone else.
Right, and they can tell you what to do.
They can ask you to do something.
Right.
That you don't want to do. And if you don't have a backup plan.
Do you want me to hit the button?
Congratulations. You played yourself.
I mean, if you're going to be hardcore about it, you know what I'm saying?
No, you're 100% correct. But this country and around the world, people do fight even though there are rules and standards in place.
Oh, nah, you're supposed to fight.
As an oppressed culture, we fought and we opened doors. Not every door we fought for open, but we still fought and some open. So hold the line.
I just wish y'all cared about, you know, taking care of people the way you care about fighting for this vaccine. I wish y'all kept the same energy.
Police.
I wish y'all kept the same energy. When people wanted to hold you accountable.
Yeah, but fighting for the against the vaccine mandate's about fighting for yourself.
Oh, that part. Yeah. You know, exactly. That part. You just care about yourself. You don't really care about the people like that. Cast one, 97 minutes commercial free. Oh, this is the moment I was waiting for. Ever since Young Baby Light touched down on planet Earth. Because at first, when Laura was going to have her daughter, I was like, oh, she might be born on the same day as Laura Stiles. And you know, Laura loves her birthday, November 4th.
Scorpio.
And we all love celebrating her birthday. It's a great time.
Yeah.
But now, Young Baby Light's birthday happens before Laura's.
Mm.
So, Mom, how you handling it? What you doing for your birthday this year? This is a big birthday.
No, it's not actually.
Why
it's
is it a big birthday?
Well, because she's a mom now. So, you know,
how is that?
Mom birthday. I don't understand.
That is not a thing. I've never heard your first mom birthday.
No, it's not like a first mom birthday, but she's a, you know, she's a changed woman. She's a mom now. It's just different. That's all. That's why it's big. It's right. just a new you. New year, new you.
Right. I don't really expect anything. Just something. I would like a nice dinner. That's it, you know?
Okay. All right.
Know, and something thoughtful. But I honestly, the thought of another birthday party is, ugh.
Right.
I'm done.
You see?
You can't do another one.
I'm actually really happy with something very small. I don't need much. I'm fine. Yeah.
Young Baby Light really stole your thunder out here, huh?
You know what, though? Not really, because it was so much fun celebrating for her. So I had a great time. But I'm
Let's just talk about how bad a guy Ebro is for a minute. Like, have you, has anyone ever seen someone try to create a divide between mother and child before?
Like,
you're really not going to like your daughter. She stole your
thunder. I never said that. She just stole the thunder. Young Baby Light came through her birthday parties days before her mom's.
She didn't steal the thunder. She created the thunder. If by the way, I had news for you. If it wasn't for Young Baby Light's birthday, you think the amount of people that showed up for that, with all due respect, were going to show up to Laura's random birthday this year? That was a bigger birthday. That was baby one.
The post-pandemic party for Laura Stiles would have been lit.
And newsflash, I would never do a post-pandemic birthday party.
She wouldn't do that. And it wouldn't be as lit as this was.
Listen, y'all could downplay it however y'all want. Whatever makes y'all feel good.
Okay.
But what?
Ain't no but.
But what are we downplaying?
Ain't no but. I said what I said.
You're basically saying that the baby took her shine. This is what it ultimately feels like, because it's days before her and it's on the big day. Like,
look, y'all know what I'm saying?
Laura will forever be outshined, at least for 17 years. That's what you're saying.
I actually like it because, you know, Halloween is one of my favorite holidays. So now y'all so now to she celebrate gets support and dress our little girl. Up with me.
Every year, right? And then for yours, you can do what you want.
Yes.
Right.
It kind of worked out.
Yeah, I'm actually really happy about it.
Right. Yeah, it does work out for Laura, really.
Sounds good.
It's just going to be baby Halloween parties for about...
For a minute.
For like 5 years.
But once she grows, in a minute, it's lit.
It's lit.
Don't forget, when she's grown, she's out of there. She's going to do her own thing with her group of friends.
Right, I'm sure. And you know what? I'll be around like, all right, I had enough of your birthday planning, too.
Then when she's,
do you?
Then when she's like 30 or something, she's like, Mom, come to this cool Halloween party they're doing for me. Then you're going to be lit. Moms and pops rolling in like, this is what we do.
Don't take us to think about Baby Light's 30th birthday.
It's a long road, man. I rolled this road, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but the difference is, by the time Laura gets to Baby Light's 30th birthday party, the way she's rolling in is going to be a whole kind of different than the way you're rolling in right now, okay? She's going to be rolling in all right in a wheelchair.
You think it's part of the costume.
Call right now, 800-223-9797. DJ John is here. Yeah, it's DJ John.
DJ John.
Yo, John, what you giving the people today, man?
Tickets to see Mary J. Blige at the Barclays Center November 18th, plus qualify for a grand prize baby for MJB Experience. That's a dinner for two, grand transportation to the show, upgraded suite seats, and access to the premiere to Power Book 2 Ghost. Tickets on sale now at SeatGeek.com. Made hot by Stars and Hot 97.
John, what happened to your Knicks last night, baby?
Man, they fell short, man. They gave up. They left the foot off the gas in the third quarter. So
it's a bad night, right? Just a bad night. Now, let's go to ESPN's own Rosenberg. Talk to me about these Raptors. Are they really dangerous, or it was just a bad night for the Knicks?
I have no idea. I mean, Ebro, it's early in the year, man. The Wizards are still the second best team in the East, okay? I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's down, what's up.
Wizards.
It's hard to tell yet.
It's just fun to watch teams win. It's fun to root for the Knicks. That's really what it is.
But, I mean, right now, if you look at the top of the East, Miami and Chicago have lost one game. After that, you have the Knicks and the Wizards. After that, the Sixers, the Raptors, the Hornets, and then the Nets. I don't know who these teams actually all turn out to be. But, you know, the Knicks had a bad third quarter, and they're 5-2. They'll play the Pacers tomorrow and try to get things going back the right direction.
Shani, who's on the line to get these tickets to see Mary J. Blige?
You got Ciara.
Sierra, what's going on?
Nothing much. How are you guys this morning?
We are blessed. Where are you headed right now, Sierra?
I'm going to work, unfortunately.
Yeah. Well, what do you do? You want to shout your job out?
Shout out to Antinology. I'm a nurse.
Yeah, shout to the nurses out here. All right, here we go. Answer this question super fast, courtesy of Laura Stiles. And you could be going to see Mary J. Blige.
All right, here we go. Today is Cookie Monster Day.
What?
Can you tell us? Okay.
Okay.
What show is Cookie Monster on?
Really? Ooh, that's tough. Wow.
It's tough.
What show?
Sesame Street.
Yeah. Correct. She thought it was a trick question, too. She was like, wait a minute.
Sesame Street.
The Muppets or Sesame Street? I forgot.
All right, DJ John.
John.
Here's your question.
Okay.
Okay. Cookie Monster said in a 2007 song and a 2017 interview what his real name is. What is it?
Oh, that's easy. I used to watch it when I was younger. It's Sydney. Who doesn't know that?
Oh, my God. He's correct.
Wow. Johnny. From downtown.
Bing bong.
Pow.
He did that for the Knicks.
Honestly, he's in front of his computer, so I think he Googled it, but whatever.
What's her name? Who's on the line?
Sierra.
That's a cool name.
John, you've got the power of Grayskull right now. What are you going to do with the power of the universe?
Oh, power of the universe. Nah, she gets tickets. I'll give her the tickets.
There you go. She's going to Mary J. Blige. Sierra, you in the building. What's the details, John?
Oh, listen, you get tickets to go see MJB, plus you qualify to win a grand prize. So that includes a transportation to the show, upgraded suite seats, a dinner, and access to the premiere PowerBook 2 Ghost. You know what I'm saying? Ooh, that sounds lit.
Okay.
It's going to be nice, Sierra. Hang on. We'll get your info. Have a great day at work. Thank Make the most so of it. Well. We love you and all the nurses out there and everybody working in the hospitals, making sure people are all right.
Yeah, now she can 1-2 step out the door.
1-2 step out the door.
Sierra.
1-2 step. Sierra. Oh, John, yes.
Why, yeah. All right. I get it.
On the way, flashing lights, Laura Stouse.
Coming up in the flashing lights report, a big conversation yesterday. Elon Musk says he'll spend $6 billion to solve world hunger if the UN provides a plan. We'll talk about it coming up, flashing lights.
Let's go. Cash one. Let that ring off. Turn that up. 97 minutes commercial free. Some Mary J. Hey. Ebro, Laura Rosenberg, good morning. Yo, we got sunshine in the city today, it look like. Is that what we looking like on the weather side, Laura Stouse, for the city?
High of 53.
How I feel out there? I ain't been outside yet.
Feels like 53.
It's cold? Feels like 53. Is it a cold 53 or it's like a...
Nah, you're good. If you wear just like a hoodie, you'll be all right.
But 53 is chilly.
53 is chilly. All right, all right. Let's go, flashing lights, Laura Stouse. It's time.
Laura Stouse got the 411 on the flash lights. Lights.
I know you're ready for the flashing lights. And Laura Stouse can put us on.
So Tesla's out here moving, guys. So last week, Hertz announced that they'd be purchasing 100,000 Teslas to add to their rental options.
You know? Stock going up, baby. Hopefully, you have some of that Tesla stock.
So after receiving a $1 trillion valuation, Tesla became the sixth United States-based company to reach that mark. So now Elon Musk is richer than Jeff Bezos, guys.
Elon Musk is the richest man. I think I read he was the richest man in history now.
So it jumped from he had $255.2 billion. Now it's $288.6 billion. Wow.
Now, he's going into Mansa Musa levels, which is the richest man they said ever that walked the earth. Out of Africa and Mali, but that was, you know, a different time. But in modern history, Elon Musk, richest man. Now, the stock is looking lovely.
Yes, the stock is. I checked. I got my little purchase.
Go ahead, Laura Stouse.
But so, you know, different outlets were reporting that 2% of his net worth could solve world hunger. And there was all this debate on social media if this can happen, yes or no. So Elon Musk was like, look, if they can describe this on Twitter, exactly how $6 billion will solve world hunger, I will sell Tesla stock right now and do it. But it must be open source accounting so the public can see precisely how the money is spent.
Now, there was a response from, now what's the organization? The World something something?
WFP? I don't know what it stands for.
World Food Program?
Maybe.
Okay.
Is it?
Sounds possible.
I'm guessing. And the man was responded to Elon Musk, said, I'll jump on a plane right now and you guys, and I'll give my proposal. And if you guys don't like my proposal, you could throw me right out or something like that.
World Food Program.
Yes. Yeah. World Food Program. World Food Program.
But has the meeting been set? Like, what are we doing? So is the ball in Elon Musk court, or does this all have to play out on Twitter to fulfill the obligation to Elon Musk? Because there are a lot of super high wealth individuals that have zero trust of government organizations, period, which is why they don't want to pay taxes, which is why they don't want to give money to school boards and help, you know, public school systems, because they feel the politics and the bureaucracy basically steals money from the people. And I think they have a point, because historically speaking, the bureaucracy and the consultancy, you know, we've heard these stories. You know, this school district got this amount of money. Remember the money that went to the Newark school district?
Yes, I remember. Didn't Mark Zuckerberg donate all this millions of dollars, and most of it got washed away in consulting fees? Like, what the hell? I remember that.
You know what I'm saying? Because the buddies of the school board folks run retreats and consulting programs, and the money never actually gets to go to work for the kids, because they sit around and pontificate about new ideas, and things just get caught up in the pipeline. Nothing gets done. So I'm sure the same is with the World Food Program. Because do they really want to solve world hunger?
Right.
Sounds good.
Right.
I think it's a great call to action from Elon Musk, and I'm not really a big Elon Musk fan.
But I respect wanting transparency.
I love that.
With that. Also, guys, remember, go out and vote today. Local elections are so important. Go vote.
Laura Stiles and the rest of us, what was the?
So I was looking at all the five propositions in the back of the ballot, and I was trying to read.
This is for New York City, by the way.
Yes, yes. And I was like, what some of these mean? I was so confused. I'm like, Ebro, do you know? He's like, well, I think I do. So I was trying to get some clarity. I have some people tweeting me that they're like, vote yes on all five propositions. You know, talk about it. So people are asking us to talk about it.
So it's yes on all five.
So I just need to understand what I'm voting for, because I understand some of them. Some of them were like, I was going through it, because I suggest everyone take a look at a sample ballot so you know what you're getting yourself in. You know what you're getting once you get there. Absolutely. So you're not confused. But
I definitely early voted this weekend and was confused when I got there, because I didn't know there was going to be propositions on the back.
Right.
So I ran my Googles, because you can run your Googles while you're sitting there.
So
and one, read up on them.
One is an amendment, right to clean air, clean water, health.
That was easy.
And environment. I was like, okay, I want that. Let's go. Eliminating 10-day advance voter registration requirement.
Yes, I voted yes on that, because I think people should be able to walk up and register and vote right now.
I think so, too. Wait, where was the confusing one? It was number one. Amending the...
redistricting one.
The apportionment and redistricting process. And then I was reading it, I was really confused. I was like, what is this?
They're all confusing. Let's be honest. Election day sucks.
What?
Redistricting process is how historically speaking, the gerrymandering in these things happen, where they start like shifting districts and people don't know where their voting polls are. And one year voting over here, and the next year you're voting over
sometimes
here.
Sometimes it's not that. Sometimes they're doing it the other way.
Yeah, sometimes it's the other way. Yep, trying to fix what was already right. So this, I voted yes on that. Hopefully I got it right.
It's like a contest. Right. It's like a quiz trying to figure out what to guess.
It is.
It's
just...
And even when you know what you want, I'm like, wait, am I supposed to say yes or no?
Well, because they word it in a way that's confusing, right, on purpose.
Right. And proposal number five is increasing the jurisdiction of the New York City Civil Court. So it would allow it, allow claims for up to 50,000 instead of the current limit 25,000.
You know what they should do?
Yeah, that's a yes
to. You know what they should do for general elections? It should be assumed that unless you change your vote, whoever you voted for in the primary, you vote for in the general. Like, we're surprised that voting numbers
are bad. We can't do that with ranked choice voting now, can you? Because we have ranked choice, so you wouldn't be able to do that this time.
Oh, because the person... Because
you voted for multiple people in the primary.
Yeah, oh, that's true. But, like, what if your first choice was available in the general? Oh, but you know what? That would mean I couldn't vote today, so I'd still be back there. Because Eric Adams is not my first choice.
Bad idea.
I'm just saying that we want voters to be more active. We want
make it easier
to go up. It just never feels easy. When it comes back around, like, yo, you know, it's the general again. I'm like, really? I got to go back today? Great.
Yeah, but you know what? I think, you know, in the history of this nation, they've banked on making it complicated. This isn't a new phenomenon, in my opinion, where they have banked on making it complicated for the secondary and tertiary, the passive a kind of, you know, lackadaisical voter. The person who's not like all the way into politics all the time. On purpose, they've made it complicated because they want to keep control of the power, because voting is power. And if it wasn't, they wouldn't make it complicated.
I know, but the thing that's so weird is, like, first, you know, I would probably be considered someone who is very into politics relative to most people. And even I'm like, man, it's today already? And I swear I forgot until y'all mentioned it today. I was like, oh, yes, today.
Well, reminding you, all right? Go to vote.org to find out your voting status, your where you're going to go, you know, your local voting place. Just go to, which one? Findmypollsite.vote.nyc. Just Google it, guys, to make it easier. You'll be all right. Go vote.
You know how even more complicated it is? Just to throw this in. There are people who think they're in the politics like we think we're in the politics because we know what politicians are talking about. And we pay attention to that. But how many of us are actually into, wait for it, policy?
Mm.
Because exactly, that's a whole other level of the actual policy. The actual words that go on the page that become the laws. Not what the politicians are saying. The correct. Actual policy, which is a whole other level. We are not in it that we are not in it at that level.
At all, but no. I don't think we ever claim to be.
No, I'm not saying. I was just explaining how complicated it is.
How many layers there are to it.
How many layers there are.
And what I'm saying is you know it's a problem if people who are like us who talk about it regularly and speak to the politicians. I'm being honest to everyone. I want everyone out there to go vote. I'm pushing myself to go today. I'm going to go vote. I don't want to. I do not want to. I don't know what the things are on the back that I have to vote for, so I'm going to have to sit there and try to read them and be Googling and figure it out. I'm just saying I wish the system was such that even people who are into it don't want to go. I wish there was a way to make that a little bit better.
Yo, how about this even further? You know how much noise was made at the midterms? Remember how many commercials and so much noise was at the midterms?
The midterms? You mean the big election?
The primaries, excuse me, the primaries that we just had.
Oh, just the city. Primary.
Mm-hmm. Just the primaries for the city.
You see, we had so many people running for the Democratic job, and now
there were so many people running, and now, but now it's quiet though.
Mm-hmm.
It feels quiet.
Oh my God, incredibly quiet. And like, you know, listen, you don't want to mess around and show up tomorrow and find out that Curtis Sliwa is mayor. So you better get out and vote for Eric Adams. I mean, I'm just going to tell you how it is.
Yo, you heard they was throwing stuff at Curtis Sliwa and he got like bruised up and beat up or something. Had to go to the hospital and then jump back out. Did y'all hear that a few days ago?
No, who was
somebody? He was out somewhere talking and somebody threw a can at him or something. I read.
Damn.
Yeah.
Well, that's too.
Gosh. I can't.
And then he was like, and I'm going to get back out there. And you know, it was a whole mess, son.
Well, listen, I'll say a lot of things about Curtis Sliwa, but you are not going to scare him off by throwing a can. That man was on the subways like a hot damn vigilante in the 80s. So he's going to be all right.
And your flesh and legend point. Time is 8:11. High of 53. Alternate side parking rules are suspended.
Flash, light, lights, lights. 97 minutes commercial free right now. Cast 1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1. WQHT, New York. Laura's trying to figure out voting. Rosenberg doesn't want to go vote, but he's forcing himself to go vote today. Voting's exhausting. Learning about the propositions on the back of the thing is annoying. And that's how they get you. Just like that.
It's all a juke move. It's all a juke move.
It's not really a juke move. The juke move is we are so annoyed by the process that all they got to do is be more annoying, and we don't want to participate.
But that's the juke move. Distract you. You know what I'm saying?
It's not even a distraction.
And inundate you with all of this ways to survive and then slip
let's
right
be honest.
Into your nose.
Let's be honest. We're not smart enough to keep up. We don't have the free time enough to keep up.
That's what I said.
Put all of that together, and yeah, that's the joke move. That's on us. That's not on them. The theys.
Now, I don't know, because sometimes a hustler can, you know what I'm saying? Like, if they distract you enough and they flip it enough, it's the joke move.
Yeah, but you got to ignore that. You got to ignore that.
But if they keep on, if they involve your family in a distraction,
but
or it whatever. Ain't.
But that's my point. My point is if you care enough, Whatever, and people have told you this your whole life.
Yeah.
You make time for what's important to you.
That's facts.
Right. So if that's facts, and we get up here bitching and moaning about who's in charge and who's this and how come this didn't happen and this didn't happen, the people that get these jobs that we vote in, and then we don't show up for them when they need us to show up for them, they either going to lose or they're going to start talking to people who show up for them.
Yeah, that's what they do. That's what they do.
And so if we're not showing up and making sure things happen the way we want it to, and other people are, the squeaky wheel gets the oil, boys and girls. That's what happens.
You realize that every argument you and Shawnee have is basically the same thing, which is that.
Yes.
Rolling my eyes.
Well,
it's
Ebro,
not even
Ebro,
an argument.
We're not even arguing. Ebro, we're just talking Ebro, about the shenanigans of it all.
Okay. That's Ebro is saying that the BS happens, and it's our responsibility to protect ourselves and do the right thing.
Right.
And Shawnee's saying the BS happens, and he looks more towards the people, quote, doing the BS than to the people.
Well, I think Ebro was starting off by saying, like, you know, it's our responsibility. We don't dig into the work, and it's our fault as to why things happen the way they happen. And I was just saying it's a joke move because they keep us distracted so that we don't. And it's not necessarily that we're not smart enough, but sometimes it's hard when they make you juggle 10 things.
Just stop at it's hard.
Right. It's difficult. It's difficult.
Because you know why?
For everybody in your
Because city. It matters.
So they make
and things
it that,
that matter are hard.
So they make it that way. So in terms of the voting,
because it matters, right. It matters.
Most people don't dig.
It's in. Just hard.
Yeah,
yeah. It's just super hard. They're on the back. Those propositions on the back of the ballot. If you're not paying attention, you know they could be redistricting, making it harder to vote. All of those things. So you do have to pay attention, and it's dumb annoying. We could just get up here and talk about Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson again.
Right.
We could definitely do that. Or we could, what was the other one we was talking about earlier? Elon Musk and world hunger. We could talk about that again. Nothing's moving there either. He's the world's richest man. Laura's falling asleep right now. She doesn't want to talk about none of it.
None of it.
I wonder how many people out there found out right now when they got in their car listening to this show that it was Election Day. I bet an incredibly high percentage.
A lot.
Incredibly high. And now those people have to think about, do I care enough to do this? Do I care enough to change my plans today, get in there and vote?
You got city council seats? How many city council seats? Isn't like the whole city council up for grabs right now? The comptroller?
Yeah.
Controllers up.
A public advocate. Our guy
Jumaane, what's going on?
He's running again. City comptroller Brad Lander is running again. Borough president of New York.
Well, you mean Brooklyn borough president?
I'm looking at my sample ballot. Maybe because I live in Manhattan.
Yeah, that's yours.
Yeah.
The DA?
Yep. DA.
Manhattan DA.
Uh-huh. Member of city council. We had
Shanduke McFadden, Brooklyn. He's running for Brooklyn borough president. Shout to Shanduke. He came on the show. Never heard from anybody else out in Brooklyn. They must not think people that listen to Hot 97 is voting for the Brooklyn borough president. I never heard from the leader. We never heard from the leader running for the Brooklyn borough president. What's his name? The guy who do they say is in the lead, Reynoso. Shanduke called him Reynoso because he don't be out nowhere.
Reynoso.
He ain't outside.
That's a good one. Reynoso.
Reynoso. But it's always interesting, too, because we have the most diverse audience. Black, Spanish, white folks.
Latino. Or Latinx, whatever you decide.
It's Latinx, Laura. You're behind.
Oh, is it? Which one is it?
No, it's your choice. Latino or Latinx.
Spanish-speaking folks. How about that?
All right. Sure. But not all. It's complicated.
Right, but it's not all Spanish.
I know. It's complicated.
But anyway, we have the most diverse audience. It's always interesting the people who don't reach out to us.
Mm.
Well, a lot of people just dismiss it. They'd be like, a hip-hop station? Psh, for what? Why we got to go
there? These people are young, Laura. These people are young and from the city.
The people run. You're saying all the people running.
Why are you telling me this? Of course I know.
Yeah, the people running. These are 30-year-olds, 40-year-olds. They grew up on Hot 97. They know who we are. They know who Ebro, Laura, and Rosenberg are for the last 12, 15 years.
I remember when AOC was running and we first reached out and crickets. And then when she found out it was us, she was like, what? Are y'all crazy? Of course I'm coming on.
But the people who was handling her stuff wasn't looking for us.
No, not at all.
And that just also goes to show they're not looking for this audience. Because they don't think this audience is going to show up and vote when it comes to local elections. And you can feel it in this room when we're talking about it. Because everybody's annoyed by the process.
And I can hear our listeners telepathically saying,
stop talking about this.
And not only that, I didn't even know it was that today. And now I'm annoyed because I don't have time today. How am I going to make it over to go vote?
I'm going to go.
Now, they have tried to make it easier. They've made early voting more of a thing.
I did early voting this weekend.
They've tried to make it easier.
Well, get on out there. You know, the mayoral job that Eric Adams is going for is not the only job on the ballot. All these city council seats, if you worried about your neighborhood changing, all of these the Brooklyn borough presidents appoint the community boards. If you're not participating in getting your borough president in there and you wonder why your community board is filled with people who don't look like you, it's because you didn't vote for the borough president. You know what I mean? Let's get to the gurus.
Hey, yo, it's time for the gurus, Shiny Culture and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro, don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
The guru, Laura, at gmail.com. That's right, gurus unite.
That's right.
Shine the light on your darkness and your problems. Shiny Culture, burn sage. That's right. Rosenberg, tell us who's in need of our help.
Cleansing the energy.
The Guru Laura at gmail.com. The Guru Laura at gmail.com. I got two doozies to choose from. I'm going to just go in order. We'll do the second doozy tomorrow. What up, gurus? Love the podcast. I've been listening with my, I've been with my boyfriend for 7 years. He caught COVID in March from a family member. At the time, we were not living together, so I was in the clear. He suffered from it and experienced every possible symptom and was sick for 2+ weeks. He recovered from it, but he's never been the same. He's experiencing side effects. Smells weird things that no one else can smell. For a while, he couldn't drink milk, eat bread, because it didn't taste the same. Shortness of breath on random days. The list goes on. He's been to the doctor several times this year, and the doctor always say he's healthy. He works from home, but I don't. I do my very best every day to avoid bringing this virus home. I double my mask while on trains and buses, constantly cleaning. Long story short, he is against the vaccine because he thinks, since he is still experiencing these weird COVID side effects, that the vaccine is going to make it worse. He claims that he will get the vaccine once the side effects go away completely. I doubt it, though. It's been months. Just recently, he had a family member pass away from COVID. Very sad and tragic death that emotionally messed with him. I tried to convince him to get the vaccine because of the passing of his family member. It scared me so much. He told me he isn't getting it yet and is going to wait it out. This has caused arguments recently between us. A few months ago, I got his tickets to a concert that I paid for, and the rules changed from then to now. I had to sell the tickets and miss out because you have to show proof of a vaccine card. I lost some money from it, but it's no big deal. Money comes and goes. Bottom line is, I'm feeling so much pressure is on me to continue to do my part every day, and he gets to stay home with no worry. I would feel so bad if, God forbid, I catch COVID and bring it home to him. I am fully vaccinated, but you never know. Sorry for this long email. I know how much Laura hates it, LOL. I love the show and keep up the good work. Love White-ish Wednesday. Please don't get rid of it. And I would love everyone's input, even Ebro and Cass One. Happy birthday, baby light.
I love her nice. Listeners.
What is her actual question?
I mean, she just wanted to tell story. Us to do. She messing with ain't getting vaxxed, and she don't know what to do.
So it's like, yeah, I think she's just—I think she's just at her wit's end and not sure how to proceed because she thinks it's unfair that it's all on her as she sees it.
Long COVID, I think that's what they call it. Is a serious thing. You know, I know people who still don't have their smell back and who are still experiencing symptoms that are just like, you know. It's just remnants of COVID. Like, COVID really messed people up, and now they have to deal with it. Stomach issues. I've heard it all.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like if this is the person... Y'all been rocking for, what, 7 years? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You feel like this is your partner. He said he's going to wait it out, and he's not getting it yet. I don't hear a hard line for him. You know what I'm saying? He's trying to feel his... his body out and see how this goes. He's not, it doesn't sound like he's quote unquote anti COVID vax. You know what I'm saying? So it's
no,
it's not
a that. He didn't say that.
Yeah, he didn't say
he's
that.
He's just, his body is not the way it was, and he wants to at least feel 100 before he steps into the next phase of something.
I wonder, did he ever ask his doctor, is it not a good idea for me to get the vaccine if I'm still feeling these long term side effects?
And not only that, does he have antibodies right now? He may, you know what I mean? His body might, like you said, still be recovering, still may have antibodies.
Yeah, I think she's just going to have to be patient on this one. The world has divided people, divided families. Your tickets got sold. You got to move different. You can't go in certain places with people who aren't. If that's your partner, that becomes difficult. Mm-hmm. This is a long stretch right here. You know, this is a patience move right here. If you love him and this is your life partner, this is a patience move right here.
But I would say, I would encourage you guys to sit together with a doctor and ask questions.
That's a good idea.
That to me is what I would advise, though. Y'all should sit with a doctor that you trust and ask questions and try to get to a place where you both feel good. Because it doesn't sound like either one of you is drawing a line in the sand and saying this or else. You're just frustrated and want to get to the future.
Yeah,
and get to a place where you can do things.
And if you put in 7 years and this is just a stumble, like, you know, it's part of the game.
It's not even a stumble, really. This is just one of those moments.
It's brand new. Because
it doesn't sound like they beefing. Yeah, it sounds like she's doubting him really wanting to get the vax.
Right.
But it doesn't sound like he's drawn a line or I didn't hear her saying we've argued or nothing in there, did she?
No, she's just frustrated. She feels the weight is all on her.
Right.
She feels like that by him not getting vaccinated, she has to move around extra careful, skip events, et cetera, and she feels like it's unfair.
And let's guess face what?
It's sort of a metaphor for the entire thing.
For all of it.
Let's just keep it real. That's all.
She's annoyed that she can't go to a restaurant, that she can't do certain things also because you need a vaccination card now.
Hey. Well, but also, because of his health, he still may not be able to go. You still may want to play it super careful and extra safe. Because of his health anyway, even with the vax.
Right.
Yeah, so it sounds like she's venting. If you're contemplating, is this the relationship for me? But you didn't want to put that. That's why you didn't really put a real question. This may be one of the tests of your relationship. It's a test.
But I agree with Shawnee on the patience thing. You're going to have to have a little bit of patience. But... getting together with a doctor to ask the questions that you need is important. I think you should definitely do that.
Have some patience and then go have a conversation as a patient.
There you go. Ooh, so bars. Say los gurus.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Strength, no weakness. We don't do weakness.
Hey guys, I got good news.
What?
Remember a few weeks ago we was talking about like adopting schools and helping teachers for the holidays, and you know there's a lot of students and whatever who don't have, you know, they're not going to have great holidays because their parents ain't got it like that, or they go to a school that ain't got it like that. And so we was going to try to adopt schools and try to get them some bread. We have raised $30,000.
Nice.
So we now we're in the process of figuring out the best system to get it to the people. So I just wanted to give the listeners an update, courtesy of the Hip Hop Has Heart Foundation. Here at the radio station, we have $30,000, And we're going to start getting that out to teachers and start adopting some schools and classrooms and working with principals to try to help y'all get through this tough holiday season, because people ain't going to have it like that. So you'll be getting some more info on that as soon as we get all our systems in order.
I hope
so. To make sure that we can disseminate this cash to folks. You know what I mean?
Let me tell you something. I have so many teachers hitting me up with help. Please help me. Can you post my Amazon wish list? And when I look at that wish list, it's all necessities for their
classroom. Yo, that last one you sent, I copped everything on that list.
Yeah.
For that teacher.
Yeah. And then another one hit me, then another one. You know,
hopefully it wasn't a scam.
I don't think so. I mean, it was just.
I mean, they was asking for erasers and pencils and sharpeners. So if somebody was scamming for erasers, pencils, and sharpeners, you could have it. You know what I'm saying? Some kids' books. They wanted new books. That's another thing that's big that I in this process of speaking to people I know that work for the Department of Education here in the city. There's this thing where the books, a lot of times that they have, aren't even books that the kids are interested in.
Right. There's no diversity or inclusion. And these teachers want these new updated books to show kids, you know, to see pictures and colors and ideas and stories, to see themselves in these books. Yeah. So they're interested. It's super important.
So we on it, guys. We on it. We getting the bread together. On the way, flashing lights, Laura Stiles.
Coming up in a flashing lights report, I don't know if Rosemary's going to love it or hate it, but something new is happening with Janet Jackson. You know, we love Janet Jackson. A new doc is coming out. Okay. I'll give you details coming up next.
The best 97 minutes of your morning.
Commercial free.
It's Ebro in the Morning with Laurel Styles and my boy, Rosenberg.
Wake up!
Hot 97.
Cast 1, 97 minutes, commercial free. Ebro, Laura Rosenberg. Thanks for waking up with us, y'all. Somebody pulled me aside the other day and was like, yo, y'all just really out here with the best ratings in the city.
Mm.
And I was like, oh, you paying attention, huh? It was like, yo, y'all doing that like on a real humble, like nobody don't even talk about it. I was
this,
like,
except this story feels like it's made up.
No, it happened. It was a record label person. It was a record label person. It was a record label person who has notoriously supported our competition.
Ooh, and then they decided to pay attention.
Well, no, they've been paying attention. They just wanted to bring it to my attention that they was paying attention. But I had to remind them that you didn't support us. You know me. I'll be like, well, you should have supported us from the beginning. I could have told you how this movie was going to play out.
Well, how'd the conversation end?
Sipping that was it. Coffee.
That was it. It was light. It wasn't nothing contentious, because it doesn't really matter at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? We do what we do for our FOTS, our friends of the show.
Right.
It's a good time. We connect with the families and the people locked in, and that's that. And it's been and being focused on that has been a great time. Not a lot of stress, not a lot of negative energy. You know what I'm saying? We have a great team. You know, we have our great fun convos and hearty debates. Sometimes we get in fights. It's a good time. And we got this segment, Flashing Lights, with Laura Stiles.
Thank you.
Laura Stiles got the 411 on the flashlights.
I know you're ready for the flashing lights. And Laura Stiles gonna put us on.
We also have amazing tickets to see Mary J. Blige at the Barclays Center on November 18th. Plus, you qualify for that grand prize, which is the MJB Experience Dinner for Two. Ground transportation to the show, upgraded suite seats, and access to the premiere of Power Book 2. So tickets are on sale at SeatGeek.com. Made hot by stars. And we're hooking you up right now. Caller 9, 800-223-9797. These are for you. So, being a fan of Janet Jackson, Rosenberg, let's see
take me through this.
This doozy. One of Janet Jackson's controversial moments is coming to FX and Hulu. They just announced the recent documentary.
Nipplegate.
Yep. And the New York Times presents Nipplegate. No, I was kidding.
Wait, that's really the name?
No. But it is the story of the, quote, malfunction. It's called Malfunction, the Dressing Down of Janet Jackson on November 19th. So it's a deep dive into the whole controversy. On what happened, you know, never before seen interviews. This should be interesting.
So it's just a doc about that incident,
right?
The Super Bowl,
and how it affected Janet and Justin afterwards.
I mean,
we don't know, but
I mean, kind of. It's somewhat interesting. It's not what I care about with regards to Janet, but I'm not surprised to hear it.
I mean, I cared. I was watching that Super Bowl that day. I remember calling people like, yo, guess what just happened? Did you see it?
It was a wild moment, yes.
And were they like, I'm a human being, so I saw it. Because the entire world saw it.
Well, no, some people had missed it. A couple of people I called had missed it because, I don't know, it was like out the room or I don't know, whatever. But, yeah, nah. Eventually everybody saw it.
It was a thing.
It was a big deal. Listen, if you had a crush on Janet Jackson from the time, like me, from the time she was Penny, all the way through Charlene on Different Strokes, and then that happened, it was a great time. And at the time, I don't know if you guys remember this, at the time, I didn't know it would turn so negative. I didn't anticipate that, for sure.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I didn't know either.
I didn't anticipate it being like an international incident that was going to get like, you know, people, you know, what was it? What channel was that? Was that ABC or CBS? I forget. Where they were like, writing letters to the stations and parents were upset and it was like a whole
big deal. Yep.
Because I kind of felt like it had like a whole ironclad situation across the nipple.
What I didn't like.
It had a shield on it.
Exactly. That's the thing that always upset me about it, to be honest. I never enjoyed. It wasn't what I wanted. If we were going to get that, I wanted the real thing, not like a weird sort of S&M
medieval
clamp
shield
thing. That's actually the real thing that we don't talk about enough, is that it wasn't what we actually wanted. It was a tease.
Oh, gosh.
But it was weird.
It was weird.
Yes. This is interesting because I was looking for albums that we're looking forward to. Well, of course, we're looking forward to that new Silk Sonic that's dropping November 12th.
Talk to him.
Okay. But, you know, ever since Macklemore is the highest won the Grammy for Best Rap Album over Kendrick Lamar's back in 2014, we haven't heard much from Macklemore. Remember, he's a friend of the show.
Not music.
Yeah, where's Ben?
Yeah. So with a recent interview with Zane Lowe, he says he's dropping something in the springtime. He's back with Ryan Lewis. Do you still talk to him, Rosenberg?
Only on, like, social. We, like, comment on each other's stuff. I saw that he posted the a little, like, teaser video, a funny little video of him and Ryan Lewis running into each other at the grocery store. And you know Macklemore. He's always being self-deprecating, completely making fun of himself and not taking himself seriously.
Young Mackle.
Saw they dropped a video, so we'll see.
I like Young Mackle.
That's your flashing light trip. The time is 8:54, high of 53 degrees today. Alternate side parking rules are suspended for Election Day. New York, go out and vote.
Well, New York, New Jersey. They got a serious Trumper running for governor in Jersey, man.
That Jersey, listen, man. Phil Murphy, you need to go vote for Phil Murphy. This dude he's up against is a disaster. You think he was running for office in Alabama. It's not what you need.
It's not what you want. Like I said early on the program, man, a lot of these little inroads we made with expungement of records and, you know, the legalization of marijuana and all of these little things, these aren't permanent, fam. These are still in the process of rolling out. They could be slowed down. They could be rolled back. City Council, New York City, man, there's a lot of change going on in New York City. Community Board, like, there's a lot going on. If you're not on it today, a year from now, I don't want to hear the bitching and moaning if you're not out here voting. Straight up. Let's get to it.
Ebro in the morning.
Wake up.
With Laura Stiles and Rosenberg. Hot 97.